sending my CV, because I'm sending a CV which has got a lot on it that people, that obviously the people I'm sending to already know. So it was hard to write a covering letter to try and explain my case as to why I think I was the best choice to be the new manager of Hereford FC, because obviously everybody knew, they all knew me. So it was tough. I don't think that the league, again, the league isn't really the forefront of my mind. It's more about making sure that I can put the best possible squad together to compete at the highest level we can. And like I said, we're not going to try and sign players that are adequate for that league. We want the best players we can possibly get that we can afford in our budget. So the league wasn't the main factor. We knew that it was going to be one or possibly another. So we know roughly where we're going to be. So we've got to make sure we fulfil that by having a squad that's capable of challenging from day one.
Yes, because if it's step five, which is the Midland Football League, of course, it's all or nothing, really, isn't it? There's only one promotion place there.
Well, it's the same in all the leagues. I mean, I know there are playoff places in the other leagues above that, but again, in all the leagues leading up to the Football League, it's one promotion place that's guaranteed, and that's it, and that's the one everyone's aiming for. So, yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, in the step five, there are no playoffs, and if we are in step five, we have to win the league, but that will be what we're aiming for from day one in that league or the South and West. We want to win it. We don't want to just take part in it or have a year of, well, we just got to find our feet. We know the sort of start we're going to have. We know it's going to be tough. It's not an unusual situation. You know, you go into a new football club and you've normally already got a nucleus of players that have already probably played together for a season, if not two or three. This is a completely different situation where we are starting from scratch, which in many ways is good because we've got a clean slate and we can start afresh. But also we've got to make sure these players have time to bond and gel together and, you know, and actually start understanding one another's games. And hopefully it won't take too long, but there will be a small bedding in period for these players because a lot of them are never going to play with one another before. So, but that's the challenge, and it's one that we're right up for, and it's really exciting, and I've been overwhelmed with the support I've had, and, you know, and Matt as well, and like I said, we just can't wait to start now. And, you know, the worst thing about now is the fact that there's still two or three weeks of the current season to go. You know, we want to start tomorrow, but we can't do that, so we've got to be patient, and we've got to start. You know, I've been to quite a few games this year in the Southern League, South and West and Premier, and a few in the Conference North and South, so I've been busy anyway doing some work for other clubs and seeing plenty of games, so I've got a small list, and I know Matt's got a small list of players that we'd like to bring in or we'd like to start talking to, but obviously they're already attached to clubs and their club season haven't finished yet, so we're just going to be a little bit more patient on things like that. But we'll, like I said, we'll be working hard through the summer to make sure that come the first day of pre-season, we will have, you know, the core of a tidy squad.